Brendan, I guess, what did you learn over watching the last couple of games here as you have a chance now to get back in the lineup with the suspension over?
Well, we've been playing some good hockey, so it's been fun to watch. You know, nothing I haven't seen before, but, you know, just reiterating, you know, some of the stuff that we've seen all year.
What did you see on the Trocheck Brown? Obviously, I know it happens fast, but what did you see on the play itself?
I just saw a guy middle of the ice, had the puck, just moved it, saw a chance to, you know, make a hit. Made a hit, didn't catch enough of his, you know, his shoulder, his upper body, and you know, caught a piece of his head there. And it's where it's at right now. And you got to be cautious, and you got to be careful, and you got to make sure you catch shoulder. You got to, and you got to finish, you know, through their body and not through their head. And when you catch the head, you know, that's what's going to happen in today's game. And you know, it's a good thing. It's to protect guys, and it's. So obviously it's unfortunate that, you know, I had to sit two there, but it's a good learning experience for me.
We all know that you have to be physical and play your game to make an impact, but how do you continue to, I guess, kind of learn to where that line is in the game because it is so fast?
I mean, I don't think that's, you know, when you talk about the line, that's just, you know, making a mistake on a hit. I think, you know, playing within the line, playing chippy, playing real hard, you know, that play, I think a lot of, you know, guys would finish on. It's just you got to find a way to make that finish clean. And you know, obviously it was a split second between, you know, it was like half a second between when his elbow was above his head. And, you know, he makes that pass and his, you know, he, in my opinion, shifts a little bit. And, you know, I catch head. But that's one of those things where I got to have his shoulder, you know, the backside of his shoulder lined up the whole way in, as opposed to, you know, looking to get that front side. It's just an adjustment, and it's small, but it, you know, it's enough, to be the difference between catching somebody shoulder to shoulder, knocking them over, or, you know, catching somebody just on the head, or, you know, head and back shoulder, and, potentially injuring a guy. You know, like I said, they're looking out for us and our safety. And I, you know, I'd hope the call would go the same way if it was me on the other end of it. So, it's a learning thing, but, you know, I'm lucky it was first offense. And so it was only two games.
What was it like to be on the call and go through the process of speaking with the Department of Player Safety and how that all went?
Nerve wracking. It's not one of those phone calls you look forward to. So I'm happy to put it past me.
Was it tougher too? Like just the circumstances? I mean, it happens in Finland. You got to wait till you're home. I mean, kind of not knowing if you're going to get suspended or not. Or...
Yeah, it was a little weird. Being it was in Finland, and you know, we had all the travel and we had to wait for the call a couple days, and so it kind of was a strung out process, and we've had a long time without games. Feels like an eternity for me, but so you know, it's been a good opportunity though for me to, you know, work on my game and get in really good shape here. I've had a big block of time, and you know, I don't have that time change excuse that all the, you know, the other guys might have had with only a few days in between games. So it's been good for me. It's a good learning experience. I'm happy to put it behind me, though.
Brendan, is it fair to say you have to sort of retrain your approach a little bit? To, like you said, it's a small adjustment, but do you have to retrain yourself in some way to make sure it doesn't happen again?
No, I don't need to retrain anything. It's just, like I said, it was a mistake on a hit, but you know, if you look over the course of the game, even the hits that aren't counted, you make, you know, 15 maybe attempts, depending on how much you play, to make a hit. There's maybe one or two or three of those open ice. And then it's like the smallest detail that you just got to, it's something to focus on. It's not really something to retrain. Like if I went back through tapes and looked at my last 20 games I've played, I probably wouldn't have had a chance to make that hit one time in 20 games until that hit came up in Finland, you know, in that situation with the guy. So it's all those plays are weird. It wasn't like a typical I'm on the forecheck, D gets the puck, he turns his back, I hit him from behind type play where you see it a lot as a forward. It was a middle of the ice, I'm back checking. It was a weird play. We're both on kind of intersecting courses. So it's a rare thing. And it's just a minor detail I got to focus on, is just staying away from the head and making sure that if I can't get, you know, body first, then I got to pull out.